Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am because we made it and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday.
Town's going full cheerleading mode.
As I'm in cheerleader mode, that means for certain I'm cheering for Kevin from Silverdale. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. You're in the house. Steve, it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kevin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
How many brothers does Pope Leo XIV have?
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Two.
Yes. What fictional character is known for infiltrating Mr. McGregor's garden?
Pat.
What was the name of the gorilla that was shot and killed at the Cincinnati Zoo in 2016?
Amarati?
No.
Pat.
In what decade did Cheese Whiz debut?
50s.
Yes.
50, 70.
How many Oscars did the original Godfather win?
Four.
No.
Five.
No,
six.
No. What does IQ stand for?
The intelligence questionnaire?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
In what shape is SpongeBob SquarePants' house?
Pineapple.
Yes. Oh, right at the nick of time, which brought you to three, Kevin.
You know, the funny thing is that he got the name of the gorilla right. He just pronounced it completely wrong. Like I think he spelled it completely
would you
right.
Would you give him a point? Okay.
You don't get it right if you pronounce it wrong on Jeopardy.
Oh, Steve. Let's go, Ryan.
Oh, wow. Kate Castle's rooting for Steve.
Always.
Danny's rooting for Steve.
Always.
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
How many brothers does Pope Leo XIV have?
He's got three.
No.
Two.
Yes. What fictional character is known for infiltrating Mr. McGregor's garden?
The slug.
No.
The groundhog.
No.
I don't know the bird.
No. What was the name of the gorilla that was shot and killed at the Cincinnati Zoo in 2016?
Oh, for Harambe.
Yes. In what decade did Cheese Whiz debut?
50s.
Yes. How many Oscars did the original Godfather win?
Two?
No.
One?
No.
Three?
Yes. What does IQ stand for?
Intelligence quotient.
It does. What is the shape of SpongeBob SquarePants' house?
I mean, it's a pineapple.
It is. Okay. What is Stephen King's best-selling book?
It.
No.
Cujo.
No.
Crap. I can't think of the one. Oh, man. Carrie.
No. Who did Lionel Richie do a duet with on the 1981 song Endless Love?
Paul McCartney.
No.
Dionne Warwick.
No.
Tina Turner.
No. What does a hygrometer measure?
How high you are.
No, it's not that. Although I feel a little high right now. Steve,
yes.
You got 6 correct, and that is a win. 6-3.
Big win.
Sorry, Kevin.
That's okay.
Next time. You'll get
have a great
next
weekend.
Time.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I'd like to thank the man upstairs, Ryan Castle.
Oh, of course. The fictional character that would infiltrate Mr. McGregor's garden.
Who's Mr. McGregor?
It's Peter Rabbit. You don't know the Peter Rabbit story?
I mean, I know who Peter Rabbit is. I didn't know who his neighbor was.
I almost said Peter Cottontail.
Hmm.
He's hopping down the bunny trail. Stephen King's best-selling book, The Shining.
The Shining.
Lionel Richie did a duet with Diana Ross, and a hygrometer measures humidity.
Oh, okay.
If I could just pronounce it, that would be better. But
even if you pronounced it, I wouldn't have gotten it right.
If you want to do some Rock Shop shopping, you'll notice we have a new shirt in there, Steve, and it has your face on it.
It does.
It's the I Beat Migs shirt.
It's pretty sweet. Shout out to my buddy Chris Dahl, who created it. It's got like the lyrics to Beat Migs, the 60-second timer, and just this weird-looking face.
It's a pretty awesome face, honestly.
You.
Head to KISW.com to get yours.
The Daily Migs Show.
I'll be honest, I didn't even know we were up to 6 Final Destination movies.
Yes.
Final Destination Bloodline is in theaters today. So if you're a fan of these movies, we need you to call right now, 206-803-ROCK. If you are a fan of the Final Destination movies, call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Puddle of Mud. We are now up to 6 Final Destination movies.
In a way, I'm like, I'm shocked there's only 6, but also I'm like, that's crazy that we have 6 of them.
If you're a fan, you probably already know this. Final Destination Bloodlines hits theaters today. So Consequence.com put together a list of some of the more ridiculous death scenes that happen in this franchise.
It is known for having some iconic death. I mean, some of them are just completely laughable. Are you a Final Destination fan?
I think I watched the first 2,
yeah.
And I haven't seen them since then. I was just a Devin Sawa fan, so I had the biggest crush on him from the first one.
I forgot about that guy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So we want to put the big fans of Final Destination to the test. So some of these ridiculous death scenes actually happened in the movie franchise, and some are completely made up. So you have to guess whether or not it happened in a movie. And we have Mike from Port Orchard on the phone. Mike, have you seen all the Final Destination movies?
I have.
Which one is the best in your opinion?
In my opinion, yeah, I like the second one. Second one's my favorite.
I was holding out the number 2, not because I had to go to the bathroom, but because I believe that Final Destination 2 is the best one. That's the log truck one.
Yeah. It's the log truck scene, dude. It takes the cake. Everybody remembers that scene.
Yeah.
And everybody, when they're on the highway and they see a log truck, what's the one thing they think of?
Get the hell out of the way.
Not following that guy.
You're absolutely right. That might be one of the most iconic connections to a movie of all time.
Yeah. All right, Mike. I
absolutely agree.
We're going to put you to the test, my friend.
All right, so I'm going to read one of these death scenes, and you have to tell us if you think it actually did happen in Final Destination, any of the Final Destinations, or if I'm just making them up. All right, this one's called Death Sticks the Landing. Final Destination 5, Candace is blinded by chalk while doing gymnastics and then snaps her neck and spine.
Nope, that actually happens.
You're right, that actually did happen.
That is brutal.
All right, how about this one, titled The Coffee Catastrophe. During a heated argument, Sam throws a coffee mug that bounces off the ceiling fan blade, sending shards into a blender, which then explodes and sprays the kitchen with a deadly hot espresso lava.
No, I don't think that one happens.
You know your Final Destination movies. All right, how about this one? It's called The Glass Panel Pancake. Tim is killed by a glass panel that falls off of a crane and squashes him flat.
Final Destination 3. Yes, that one happens.
Actually, Final Destination 2... according to this at least, but you might know better.
I think Mike might be the expert here.
But you got it right. All right, how about this one? A gut-sucking day at the pool. This one from Final Destination, the fourth franchise. Fourth of the franchise. Yep. Hunt is pulled towards an open... Is that your wife or your girlfriend in the background?
No, it's my boss.
Ah, even better! Where do you work? Give your workplace a plug.
I'm a commercial delivery driver for AutoZone.
Okay, we'll
get
leave it
in
at
the
that.
Zone.
AutoZone. See, suck out the guts.
Oh my God.
No. Okay. All right, how about this one? The selfie stick snag. Kevin's selfie stick gets caught in an escalator handrail, yanking him backwards into a giant vat of nacho cheese that somehow electrified. He melts before anybody can call for help.
No, that never happened.
You are correct.
Spoiler alert, that's in the next movie that is out today.
Yes, actually, that is the entire premise. All right, we got a couple more. The tanning bed barbecue. Ashley and Ashlyn are fried to death while locked in tanning beds, all thanks to a spilled Slurpee.
Yep, number three.
Mike, you are the man.
He knows his movie. And you know what the funny thing is? The ones that we made up are so stupid, but then you read the real ones, equally as stupid.
It's chaos out there.
This is the greatest friend. All right, how about one more? Putting the dead in deadlift from Final Destination 3. Lewis's head explodes when two weights come crashing down at the gym.
Yep, that one happens. I believe the quote was, death ain't got nothing on me.
Mike, you are absolutely
right before the weights come crashing down.
So are you going to see the new Final Destination this weekend?
Maybe not this weekend because I got to work, but I am absolutely planning on going to see it.
That's awesome, man.
Well, thanks for playing the game with us, Mike. You rock.
Thank you.
I love that he's at the workplace and he did the whole gut-sucking one and his boss is just laughing in the background. That's fantastic.
So how many of these have you seen?
I think I stopped at three. Mm. Yeah. Two was awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't really even care about one. I watched it because it was like everyone was talking about it. I'm like, let me watch two. And then two, I'm like, oh, this is the greatest
gnarly movie.
And then I watched three. I'm like, I think I'm good. I think I got my fill of Final Destinations.
Yeah, it's a lot. And, I don't know. The older I get, the less I like to be scared and freaked out and grossed out. I like become more of a wimp the more I age.
All right, real quick. Let me see if you can figure out whether or not this was a real one from a Final Destination or we're making them up. Killer Makeover from Final Destination. When Samantha's at the salon, a rock is shot from an outside lawnmower straight into her eye and puts a hole in her skull.
Oh, God, I can't remember. I'm going to say no.
What do you think, Danny?
No.
Yeah, you're both wrong because it actually did happen.
That's how long it's been.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? Prove that to us, and if you do, we're going to style you down with tickets to the Chris Cornell Tribute Show this weekend at Nectar Lounge. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to the Chris Cornell Tribute Show, which is tomorrow night at Nectar Lounge. It's David from Edgewood playing this morning. What's up, David?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. We're going to give this wheel a spin and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
There goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Migsy? We're about to find out. They call her T-Dog. Taryn Daly.
Let's go, David. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'd much rather play with you than Migs.
Wow.
I like your spirit.
I hope you lose that.
There's no chance, David, because you're playing with me. There's no chance. All right, David, here is your clip.
Okay, so I know that's Soundgarden.
Yep.
I would need some help with the title of that one.
Okay, so it's one word, and it is two syllables. The first syllable is the opposite of in.
Outside. Thank you, Dan.
You're so welcome, David.
David, we're halfway there.
Ooh, all right, Danny. Okay. I'm ready. Oh. That would be Jane Says by Jane's Addiction.
I didn't think she was going to get it for a second.
I was kind of hoping.
My brain went like Perry Farrell. What's the name?
What band sang Jane Says?
David, congratulations. We're hooking you up with tickets to the Chris Cornell Tribute Show. Going to be awesome tomorrow night at the Nectar Lounge.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good one, my man. That's so funny about Jane's Addiction, though. Did you see that they're getting back together?
Oh, my God.
Without Perry Farrell.
Without him?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be called Jane's Addiction, but the other members of so Eric, Dave, and Steven, they're apparently going to get back into the studio or get back into a practice space with a new lead singer and do something without Perry Farrell.
Maybe they'll call it Perry's Addiction.
Oh, boy.
He needs to maybe get a little help for some things.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, give us a call right now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Pearl Jam. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Window Nation. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from today's show, or if you have anything on your mind that you need to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we have someone on hold that wants to chat with us. He's got a bone to pick with us because apparently we are misinforming the youth.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
Every day.
That's so the point.
We're going to chat with him in just a minute. But first, we're going to check in with James, who's in Lewis County right now. And earlier we were talking about dating multiple people at the same time. And yes. James apparently is an expert in this field. James, tell us your story.
Hi, how's it going today?
We're good, man. How are you?
Oh, you know, round and round we go.
Yes, yes, that's very true. All right, so tell us about what's going on.
Well, back when I was in school, we had a lot of a lot more girls than there were boys in high school, and a lot of families that had girls that were like only a year apart.
Okay.
So the game that me and my friends liked to play was try to perform the hat trick.
What is the hat trick?
That's where you manage to get with three of the girls. If there's three girls in one family, you'd try to get with all three of them.
Is the mom eligible in this game? Or...
No, that would be the epic there.
They don't even have a name for that
that's
yet.
That's the grand slam.
So did you successfully pull a hat trick?
Twice?
Two different families.
Yes.
Wow.
And you live to tell the tale. The dad didn't find you.
I started out with the one that was like my grade or a grade behind, and then the middle-aged sister, and then finally the oldest sister. And the biggest trick of it all is to not let any of them find out.
Wow. And they didn't.
Otherwise, the game's up.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, did any of your friends score a hat trick either, or was it just you that was able to pull off?
Yeah, there's a few of them in do it, too. Like I said, we were outnumbered back then. We were outnumbered probably, you know, at least 20 to 1 as far as guys versus girls.
Where was this magical land? Where did you grow up, James?
Down in Lewis County area.
All right.
Wow.
Well, everybody, by the way, knows that the oldest sister is the hottest, coolest, smartest.
Easiest.
Everybody. What? No.
Actually, what he told me that is Stanwood, and it's actually the Daly sisters that he ended up.
Don't you dare say that about her sisters.
206. 206-803-ROCK. David is driving on I-5 North, and he's got a bone to pick with you and I, Migs.
Let's go.
Yes, I do. I'm scared for your future.
Uh-oh.
Your kids are going to come home from school, and the phone phone bingo.
Your phone cut out. I didn't get to hear what you said right there.
Who owns Bingo the dog?
Bingo the dog.
Who owns Bingo the dog?
You guys say it's Old McDonald.
Yeah.
And that's not right.
It's not?
Old that was McDonald's. a different rhyme.
I don't understand.
Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had an animal. They made those noises.
When the hell did we ask this question?
Had a dog and Bingo was his name. Well, so Old McDonald did not own Bingo.
When did we ask this question?
This was a very long time ago.
We did ask
this question? We did.
It was a Beat Makes question, and then you guys went on vacation and it repeated. And yesterday on Big Dummy, Thrill asked the same question and got it wrong. He said Bingo was Old McDonald.
But
so you guys are using the same question. Fine.
David, it's funny that you bring this up because I realized yesterday when I walked into our little shared office space, I was kind of creeping on Thrill's computer, and he had the same website pulled up, which I'm not going to give the goods. He had the same website pulled up that I use.
Oh, that's funny.
It's the right questions. So, David, that's exactly why it happened.
Yes. That's exactly why it happened. I listened to yesterday's show today.
Well, don't worry.
I listen to me talk to you tomorrow.
David, don't worry about it, though. My wife is more in charge of all the education part, so my kids
should
be okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure Tatum's already smarter than me.
Yeah, well, with your wife at the helm, she is set up for success, for sure.
That's awesome. Oh, and speaking of Tatum, I had a proud dad moment.
Oh!
I have to share with you guys.
Yeah?
Yesterday, I'm getting ready to play drums with the worship. I haven't played drums in over a year. So through my wife's church, and they're like, hey, we need a drummer. They hit me up and say, hey, can you play drums? I'm like, sure. And they're like, band practice. Happened last night. So I show up, of course, you know, with some Coors Light, and that was frowned upon, which I thought was weird, and some Fireball, and I didn't realize I was going to the wrong band practice.
You're supposed to bring wine, Steve.
Clearly. And that was my bad. It kicked me out. No, but Tatum came along, too, and Tatum got behind the kit, and she was, like, kind of sort of jamming with the band, and, man, it was good for the soul. Like, it's been a rough... Look, at the end of the day, it's been a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah.
There's been some tough stuff going on. So to be able to watch that was just, like, exactly what I needed. And I'm like, man... Time for her to get her own drum set, I think.
Now,
electronic one, of course.
Obviously, but. I mean, you are a drummer. We'll put that in quotes, a drummer. But, like, if she expressed an interest in learning the drums, would you teach her or would you outsource and get her a proper lesson with somebody who knows what they're doing?
Oh, I'd do what I did. Just say, figure it out on your own. No, I would show her how to start.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon after, I'm like, okay, now you've learned everything dad can teach you. Yeah.
Got to call in the big guns.
Because I know there was once a time where I was actually asked to give some lessons to somebody back in like high school. This mom hit me up and I had the hots for the mom. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my God.
She asked if I could teach her son how to play the drums. And she gave me like $5 a lesson. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. I'll teach him. And, I mean,
I'll pay you to teach the kid.
Are you going to be there while I teach him?
You can watch me handle my stick.
If you show up, I'll do it for free. What the hell is happening?
I don't know.
How did it go from a heartwarming story about my kid getting to play the drums to then all of a sudden like this Dear Penthouse story?
Because I'm here and I'm a terrible person. That's why.
The Daily Mix Show.
Of course, we never want to lie to our kids outright, but we've all had to do it, right?
Yeah.
So what are some lies that every parent should tell their kids? We're going to break that down for you at 9:50. On the Kelly Clarkson Show, which I know Steve Nags, you're a huge fan
Massive.
Of, the writer Danny Ricker was talking about his book, Wow, You Look Terrible, and was sharing some lies that every parent should tell their kids.
There's a couple of lies I'm actively using on my children, and I encourage you and all your viewers to do these too.
All right, I'm curious to see if we do these.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is I've told my kids that the stereo in my car does not play kids' music, which is not true at all.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I like that.
I'm getting sick of listening to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song over and over. I found three different versions, but still.
A little variety there?
They're so short, that's like literally a minute and a half of audio that I have on a loop sometimes for like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is the big one. I told them that I have installed hundreds of microscopic, high-definition security cameras in our home.
Absolutely.
I don't think I would do that.
No.
That just seems stupid.
Yeah.
Catch them doing anything bad. So if I think they're lying to me about misbehaving, I'll go, all right, well, I'm going to check the tape. And they confess immediately. Oh, so I encourage you and everyone to use these. And the only thing I ask is that you do not show this segment to my kids because it will honestly ruin my life.
Do you remember what was the last thing that you lied to your kid about?
It was last night.
It was.
Yeah. Well, he asked for a grilled cheese and tomato soup for dinner. And I was like, cool, no problem. So he's like, as he's finishing that and we're having dinner, he's like, I also want tater tots. And I was like, oh, bad news. The air fryer is broken. And it would take too long to do it in the oven. So you'll just have to stick with your grilled cheese and tomato soup tonight, buddy.
That's funny. Ours is also the last time I lied was about food as well. Because sometimes we've been like, hey, what do you want to get for dinner? And she's like, sushi. And I'm like, my wallet does not want to buy some sushi. So I'm like, Tatum, I'm so sorry. You know, it's Monday and the sushi place that we go to, and it's true. I wasn't lying about that. The sushi place that we go to is closed on Mondays. She's like, ah, mind you, it was Wednesday. But she didn't need to know that. Hey, I said, she needs to learn what day of the week it is. And until she does, I'm going to use that lie as much as I can.
That's on her.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you feel like we're ready for pickleball to be an official Olympic sport? We're going to tell you all about this during the Daily Mix download after Nirvana.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the house, and I believe we're going to see you a little later this evening, maybe too, for the Defy Wrestling event.
I got a little jazz piano trio. I'm going to go see at Demetrius tonight. Yeah. It's been on the books for a while with a buddy of mine, and then I'm going to come to and have total cultural whiplash and come to. Come to Defy afterwards.
Yeah, you're doubling down on refined, cultured experiences, art.
And I'll be good and hammered by the time I get to Defy, too.
You know what? That's a prerequisite,
I'll probably be there like 9:15, 9:30. You guys will still be going, right?
Oh, yeah. Washington Hall.
It usually goes until about 11. Yeah, you're usually going strong for 10:30, 11.
I'll be there for the meat of it.
Yeah, for the main event, baby. But yeah, Washington Hall here in Seattle.
What time should people plan to get there, Steve?
The show starts at 8. Doors open probably like 7-ish, but I'm going to speak in front of the crowd before 8 because it goes live on a streaming service called Triller. Our Thriller, I don't know what the hell it is, but Fight TV's new version of a streaming service. But yeah, it's going to be a great time to celebrate our love for Kevin Deers, who not only was a big part of KSW, but was also a huge part of Defy, handling like their social media, doing backstage interviews, doing podcasts, doing ring announcing as well. I mean, from day one, he was a part of Defy Wrestling. So
loved Men in Tights.
He did. He did. He loved his Men in Spandex like I do. That's where we found our bond. It wasn't heavy metal music. It was Men in Spandex.
Yes.
Which also has Men in Spandex, by the way.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with us? Hey, the DMD's brought to you by Palace Law. Are you a pickleball kind of guy?
Anything with a pickle, I'm in.
Okay, and a ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you be into the idea of pickleball becoming an Olympic sport?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I thought. And there's
makes sense.
A girl, she's 18 years old. She's been pro in pickleball since she was 12. And she's considered like to be the rock star of pickleball. Her name is Anna Lee Waters. And she was asked by Matt Leinart and Jerry Ferrara, who do the Throwbacks podcast, about what her goal is for pickleball. And here's what she had to say.
Hoping pickleball will become an Olympic sport.
Now we're talking.
That's kind of a personal goal because I'd love to play in the Olympics.
So that would be so. It will. It will for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But that's not 5 years. That's a little further, I think, in my opinion.
We do ping pong.
Yeah.
Dude, some of the events they've had over the years have been. There was poodle clipping back in like the early 1900s.
I would have been good at that one.
My favorite was fast walking.
The power walking.
Yeah. That's still going, I believe. Yeah.
I like the hip action.
Yeah, you do.
Two students at Centralia Middle School were taken into custody. They allegedly set a laptop on fire. Maybe this was some sort of weird social media challenge that was encouraging, you know, people to ignite their electronics and then post those videos online. So they are investigating the incident as arson. But man, I mean, social media is... It's a weird place.
Yeah, it's a great place for dumb kids to do dumb things.
Dumb idea. Dude, I remember Tide Pods, all the things over the years.
I know we're judging, but back when we were 12, 13 years old, we would have, if we had social media, we'd all be doing those stupid things.
Especially you, Ryan Castle. 100%.
I'd be starting. What are you
talking about? Are you kidding?
You probably set a school on fire.
Do the gas huffing challenge.
You did that yesterday.
I thought you were doing that right before you go to the jazz concert. Hey, the Mariners are in San Diego. Hopefully they start winning because all of a sudden the Texas Rangers have gotten to be a pretty good baseball team and gotten kind of hot. And now they're a half game out of first place in the Mariners. So we need to win this Better Cup Series or whatever they're calling it now. And, of course, we'll see you guys at Defy tonight. DefyWrestling.com will celebrate the life of Kevin Deers.
Yeah.
As far as weather, 57 degrees. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.